are going to have a little chat today for Mother's Day. And whether you are here because you are a mum, a grandparent, or a dad, or if you have some sort of family or friendship or relationship, I know this panel is going to be really helpful for you. So have an open heart, an open mind, and get ready to hear some wisdom, because I'm very excited for this panel, because we have three amazing women, not just mums and Grandma Lee, but also women of God who love the Lord, who pray, who serve. I mean, Carlene led us so beautifully in worship this morning. How incredible was that? I was like on the front row, just lost because it was so good. But welcome, guys. Welcome. Thank you for doing this. We're going to kick off with the first question, which is tell us who you are. Tell us about your family, who they are, age and stage of life you're in right now. So take it away, Lee.
I'm Lee, and we've been attending C3 for probably 3 years now, which we love. And I'm the mother of two adult children. My son's 54 years of age and daughter 51, and I have four great grandchildren ranging from 9 to 16, and they're great kids. Been married for 56 years.
Wow.
So that's about all I have to say.
Wow. I am so excited. We've got years of wisdom sitting here on the couch with us. Nine great-grandchildren, did you say?
Four.
That's amazing. Thank you, Lee.
Yep. Hi, church. My name is Carlene, for those who don't know me. I'm married to that gentleman over there. His name is Vito. There's a feedback. Anyways, I have three girls. One is 25, the other is 19, and the youngest is 11. We are originally from the Philippines, but we have arrived on Australian shores back in 2007, and we are now citizens. So, oi, oi, oi.
Aussie, Aussie. That's awesome.
Hello. My name is Deb Chan, for those who don't know me, and I'm the mother of two gorgeous boys and married to Darren, a very handsome guitarist.
That's awesome. How old are your boys?
Oh, sorry. They're okay. 12 and 8.
12 and 8. We saw Bryce on the screen, which, by the way, I don't think Rachel Hoyne's here, but did her daughter say that she does fire twirling in fire sticks? Okay, next service, we'll ask her to... That was awesome. Wonderful, thank you. Our next question is, what do you love about being a mum / grandma or great-grandma? One thing you love?
I love being a mother. Oh, sorry. I love being a mother, and I really love being a grandparent. You have so much fun with your grandkids. You can spoil them. And I think just being the mum and being there to care for them and to show them the love, God's love too. So that would be about it.
Beautiful. Yeah. Showing God's love to your children and grandchildren. Yeah. Love it. Carlene?
What I love about being a mom is that I get to wake up to cuddles and kisses every morning. but more than that, I love that I get to do life with people that has put in my world that I can call mine. I love my girls, and God blessing me with three beautiful girls is really a blessing for me, really a blessing. They give me joy. They wipe my tears. They make me laugh. They make me enjoy life. Yes. They make my heart full. That's why I love being a mom. It's not just, I'm looking after kids. It's so hard. No, it's not. It's a privilege for me.
That's awesome. Beautiful, Carlene. Deb.
Yeah, I guess very similar, just the privilege of being able to pour out the love of God that he's, you know, poured into your heart, into someone else's life is, yeah, there's nothing like it. Yeah, and I think too, just similar to what Carleen said, spending quality time with some of your most favourite people. Yeah, it's such a blessing.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right, our next question is, because we're real people here. None of us are perfect. So our next question, this is just to have a bit of a laugh. So no judgment here, everybody, okay? We're friends and family. Tell us, what is a mum fail or a family fail or blooper or mistake, accident, funny moment that you have experienced in your mothering? Who wants to kick us off?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Thank you, Deb. There's so many to choose from. Look, I have a terrible habit of laughing at other people's misfortunes. And not horrible, horrible things. Like, just, for example, that we went on a BMX ride and there was a massive puddle and Bryce just went straight, like, head first into it and was covered in mud, and, like, I was laughing so hard and he was so upset, and I'm trying to, you know, cover up my laughter. There's just so many of those moments, but anyway.
Yep. Love it.
Yeah, too many. yeah. So a disclaimer, I am not a shopaholic. But I do love to shop, but I'm not a shopaholic. But I've lost three of my girls in a shopping mall when they were young, like all three of them. Like all three of them. And there was like, every time that happens, I was frantic. I'd go look for the security guard, and then I'll ask them to please lock down the shopping mall because my kids are gone. Yeah, so it's really embarrassing. But, and then we'll go, you know, just look for them, and then I'll end up just finding them under a clothes rack. Or I'll hear from the PA, you know, PA,
yeah,
that, you know, Carleen, your child is here, come pick them up. Yeah, so I don't know, but as I told you, I'm not really a shopaholic, but I tend to lose my girls in the shopping mall.
That's awesome. That's okay. Mary lost Jesus for 3 days, so that's okay. That's fine. Yeah. Lee?
Well, mine's another shopping centre. Story. I remember taking the kids to Shopping Town, getting them all dressed up and going down there for the day, and we just get there and Simon disappears. And where had he gone? He'd slipped straight into the water feature at Shopping Town. So I highly embarrassed, because everyone's thinking, what a terrible mother. So I had to get him out, and so consequently our shopping trip was finished for the day, and home we went. Yes, so that was an embarrassing moment.
That is awesome. Yeah. That's so good. Oh, I love it. I'll share a quick one from my mum, and she won't mind. She laughs at the story as much as I do now, but growing up, me and my sisters would do ballet after school, and occasionally, this actually happened a lot, that I would get forgotten. I'm the youngest of three, and it was the classic, my parents would drive to church in two cars, both leave thinking one of the others had them. I was the last person left at church, and things like that would happen all the time. And so I was at ballet, and no one came to pick me up, and you had to sit at the front of the class. That's where the door was to outside, and I like sat there, and the whole second the class after me was going, parents still weren't there. By then, people were like looking at me like, where are your parents? My teacher was like, do you need me to call someone? I was like, no, mum will come. This next class happened, still didn't come. By then, I'm starting to like freak out a bit. I finally see my mum's car pull in, and I'm like, yes, she remembered. She's came to get me. I hop in the car. No, my eldest sister hops out of the car for her class, and I hop in the car, and mum looks at me like, oh, what are you doing here? And I burst into tears. I think I was like 9 years old. So I burst into tears. I was like, you forgot me. And then what's funny is the next day my mum, I came home from school, my mum had bought me a SpongeBob SquarePants lunchbox to apologise and say sorry. And soon after that, we got a family phone so that mum and dad were like, we're sick of this, just text us wherever you are, when you need to be picked up. So shout out to all the mums, shout out to all the dads, you are doing an amazing job. You are not perfect and that is okay. And look at me, I turned out okay. I know she loves me and your kids will say the same. That's awesome. All right, well, moving along, let's talk about some challenges that you face as being a mum. I want to ask, what are some of the biggest challenges you faced as a mother and how have you overcome them? Go for it, Carleen.
Okay, I'll go for it. I think one of the biggest challenges that I've faced as a mom is having three girls at different stages and different seasons in their lives, because I have a 25, a 19, and an 11 years old. So that's the biggest challenge for me, because I can't, I can't treat them the same. I have to love them uniquely as they are.
Right.
Yeah, because they always ask me, Mom, who do you love best? Who's your favorite? And I said, my favorite is your papa. No. I said, you know, God created you uniquely. There's only one you in the world. So God, so I will love you uniquely as well. Just for you, only for you. So that's the challenge for me. And I think as they grow up, God has given me the grace to also grow up with them, mature with them as a parent. Because as I saw on this Facebook reel, this is also my first time mothering and parenting. This is also my first time. God has given me the grace to evolve. As they grow, I grow. As they learn, I learn to be a better parent. And it doesn't stop. Even I already have two adult kids, and it doesn't stop. God still teaches me. I still have so many things to learn. But God, in all those seasons, from their, you know, when they were a baby, to their toddler years, to their teenage years, to young adults, to adults, God has given me the grace to cope with all the changes. And God keeps on just reminding me that I am not alone in this. That as I parent my kids, he co-parents. He looks after them. If I love them, he loves them more.
Awesome.
And I'm so blessed that I have my husband with me. So props to all the dads as well, because we are not doing this alone. I'm not doing this alone. I am co-parenting with my husband.
Yeah, that's awesome. Carleen, can I ask you a follow-up question?
Yeah.
Like how have you found, how have you been able to access that wisdom of knowing when a stage has come to an end as your children grow? I guess how you're talking about, you parent them differently. How do you know when it's a season to go, okay, this isn't working anymore? How have you learnt that?
It has nothing to do with age. It has nothing to do with whatever season. It has to do with their maturity. And I find that during conversations, because they never keep secrets from me. They always tell me everything, because I told them, no matter what it is, you are free, you are welcome, dump it on me. I'm willing to listen. Because if I say, you can talk to me about that, because I don't want to talk about those things, I don't put that border. I say, talk to me, come to me, with whatever. And I garner from those conversations when they are ready and when they are mature to have those conversations. So that's when I change how I speak into their, situation. When they are a baby, you speak with baby words. When they are adults, you speak what is in the word.
Right.
Yeah, so that's how I
love that. Yep. That's awesome. Through conversations, meaningful conversations. That's awesome. I love that. All right, Lee, tell us a challenge.
Yes, I was not really a good mother to begin with, because I didn't have the Lord in my life. And I found it very challenging when our son was born. He had quite a lot of issues with sleeping, and I found it so difficult. Quite emotional, really.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until he was 10 years of age that we became Christians, and once that happened, parenting became a lot easier for me. I had someone to take my cares to and pray about, and the peace that was in my heart then, I was a better mother.
Wow.
And but I found those first few years very challenging, and the struggles were hard. But as I say, when Jesus came into my life, it was completely different. So we were able to pray and commit our ways to the Lord, and he guided us through parenting in a better way. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so amazingly.
Yeah.
And would you say that was the key, prayer?
Yeah, it was prayer.
Yeah, through those hard times.
I'm a firm believer in prayer, and commit all your ways unto Jesus.
Amen.
Yep.
That's beautiful. Mm. Thank you, Lee. That's awesome. All right, Deb.
Wow. Yeah, it can be pretty challenging, I think. I think one of my greatest challenges has been, I'm sure many parents can relate, and carers, but just, and I think Pastor Danielle said it, you know, parenting can bring out the best of you and the worst of you. And it really is, it can really expose some of your weaknesses and the insecurities and yeah, so it's like this supercharged character development process. yeah, I think, and just having the Lord there as a refuge is, yeah, absolutely priceless and precious, and couldn't do it without him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm obviously, I'm learning so much because about to become a mother. This yes. isn't a watermelon. This is, there's a baby in there. But I like love this saying, and I've said this before on stage, that this is about marriage, that what's the saying now that I can't remember? It's love is blind, but marriage is a real opener, a real eye-opener. And it's true, like with relationships, they bring out the best and the worst of us, and sometimes yeah, you learn things about yourself that you're like, oh, that's not very nice that someone has to confront me on this. And, yeah, I can imagine parenting must be the most patient task of all. So I love that. Lean on Jesus. That's so good. Character developing. That's awesome. Well, I want to come back to you, Deb, with this question, because I think often I look at mums, and I've heard mothers and parents talk about just their lives and how full they are with kids. Like, I can't believe, like, some of you are absolute champions with busy schedules, serving in church or loving God or doing lots and lots of different things, and then a kid's sick and then this happens and, oh, and you work at the same time. Like, how do you manage the busyness of motherhood and family life?
Yep. It's a challenge. I think it's really seasonal. So I just feel like mothering and parenting is just a constant series of adjustments. You kind of always fine-tuning things and making adjustments and giving more here, but perhaps not giving as much in that area that you might have in the past. Yeah, so I just find it's really important to have your eyes open to, I guess, how your home's working, how things are functioning, where the peace levels are at, being attuned to the atmosphere of your home and also the atmosphere around your own life. And then making, when you feel that's a bit out of balance or it's not as healthy an atmosphere as it could be, just making those adjustments that you need to make, or, you know, pressing into the Lord for the areas where you feel like you need breakthrough. Yeah, in your home, I think, but it's super practical. It's just a super practical thing in that you just keep track of. Yeah.
Yeah. Could you give us some practical examples of what adjustments have worked for you or helped you juggle the busyness?
I'm just a naturally kind of really giving person, I think. I love to contribute to causes that I believe in, and just sometimes I just have to pull back on where I've committed. Yeah, I guess many people know I love politics and I can get like really involved in that. but there's been, you know, a number of seasons where I've just had to pull back because there's higher priorities and I just want to invest more in, you know, yeah, I guess it's just changing the kind of how much you're investing in each of the priorities that you have in your life and trusting in the grace of God that in this season this is where I'm investing and everything else, God will take care of that, you know.
Awesome. I love that. I love that line you just said, that trusting God of what season you're meant to invest in and trusting that he'll work out the best. And there's obviously is a theme here of leaning on God in all seasons so that you can easily feel God tell you this is your season to concentrate on or this is your season to let go of that and do something else. So I love that, Deb. Thank you. Coming to you, Carleen. So parenting, I can imagine, and with even just my relationship with my mother, that it comes with lots of highs and lows, and just family life in general can have some heartbreaking moments, but also the most joyful moments. Would you give some advice to us today of how to manage emotional health through the highs and lows of parenting?
I'm just so glad that we covered or we did the Out of the Cave series, because with all the roller coaster of emotions that we get from parenting, I can now say that I am not crazy, I am not alone, and this too shall pass.
<That's awesome.
laughs> Yeah. But yeah, to look after my sanity, to look after my mental health, I surround my friends with people who... friends, family, relatives, spiritual leaders. I surround myself with people who I can cry with, I can pray with, who can speak into, you know, my situation, who can mentor me, who can correct me. So I surround myself with those people because I know that if I'm having a mental breakdown now, if I'm having, to keep my mental health healthy, I have to be filled with godly counsel, and I have to hear the words that will affirm me and encourage me or even correct me. I need corrections and I need learning. So I surround myself with those kinds of people. Number two is I find something that I find just for me, which I really enjoy. At one point in my life, I took up Taekwondo and boxing. And Zumba. I did ballroom dancing with my husband. I joined choir singing. I did knitting and crocheting. And I'm now watching Korean and Chinese drama. So anything,
yes.
So, you know, anything that you find joy in, but you know, anything that's just for you. Because you can always do things with your family. You can always do things with your friends. But find one thing that really brings you joy.
Yeah.
and number two is, number three. Find people, surround yourselves with people, godly people. Number two is, find something that you really enjoy. Number three is always keep a mental health check. It doesn't have... to necessarily be with, you know, with a professional, just with yourself. Ask yourself this question from time to time. Where am I with my mental health? Am I thriving? Am I struggling? Have a conversation with someone and just, you know, check each other or check on someone. See how they're doing. But I always ask myself, am I taking on too much? Am I on the brink? Am I bursting? But number four is I lay everything down at the feet of God. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to rely on your own strength. very difficult to just manifest, you know, the words that I use nowadays, manifest everything into happening. I don't manifest, I pray. I really seek God, because during the times when there's so much chaos and, you know, you can't make decisions and there's no clarity and there's fear and there's anxiety and there's depression and there's so many things going on in your mind, I bend my knees and I really pray, because that's the only thing that really brings me peace. God is the ultimate psychologist. God is the ultimate healer, the ultimate doctor, the ultimate counselor. And there's the Holy Spirit who just embraces me every time when I feel so out of sorts. The Holy Spirit, His presence, it puts me in the right place.
That's awesome. That's so good, Carleen. I love that. I hope, I just feel for particularly mums here today, to what's going to be your takeaway that you can do out of today. And I really felt that was for a mum here today, that you haven't had fun for yourself in a long time, and find a hobby. I love that, especially K-dramas. They're really good. I can give you recommendations afterwards if you want. But find something that brings you joy that you can do. And maybe that's, like, coming off what Deb said, maybe that's your thing that God's like, you need to invest in your looking after yourself. Find something fun to do. That's your, and you might go, oh, how am I going to fit that in my schedule? Like what Deb shared, if God's saying that's your area to invest in, He'll work out the rest. He'll you can give it to God, and He'll, because the best you can give your children is the best you can do for your children and your family. So I love that. That's amazing. So helpful. Okay, Lee, coming to you. You've got years of wisdom. I want to ask you, for new mums or newer mums, younger mums, what word of wisdom would you give out of your experience to mums here today?
I would say accept any help that you can get when you've got a new baby.
Awesome.
Don't be too proud to not accept it, and you're not a martyr. That's what I miss when I had a baby, and yeah. I would have loved to have had someone to help me. So just accept any help you can possibly get, whether it's a meal cooked or someone coming and doing your ironing or whatever. Yes, so that's what I would offer advice for new mums. And what else did you?
Well, I want to ask you, this wasn't on, I didn't prep Lee for this question, but I want to ask you, I mean, you've had decades of following Jesus, decades of being married to Sid, and we saw your beautiful granddaughter on the video. Give us some wisdom for everyone here on longevity of staying the course, following Jesus, your marriage, your family. What's kept you?
I think one of the biggest things in being a parent is to love your partner, and to share things with them. It's so good to have someone you can talk things over with. I know it's hard for single mums not to have that privilege, but you can always find a friend that you can talk with. Yes, a bit emotional, really, because it's over the years, so many things have happened in our lives, but we've always taken our problem to the Lord. Just commit all your ways unto Him and pray about. That's the most important thing, is to pray about it and wait on the Lord. Direction.
Awesome.
Wait on the Holy Spirit to guide you, because He is our comforter and our guide.
Yeah.
Yes, we've always prayed with our children, always committed our day to the Lord first thing in the morning as a family, when the children were small, when they'd be going to school. As they got older, they went their own ways. But we've always prayed for our children, and every day we commit our children and grandchildren to the Lord, and we claim protection over their lives, especially when our kids were getting cars and everything. Oh. We always prayed about that, but then the Lord showed me that he never sleeps or slumbers, so why should I stay awake at night waiting for them to come home?
That's good. That's awesome.
So that was one revelation I had. I thought, no, I'm not staying awake. God's there. He's caring for them. So they would be my
your words of wisdom.
Words to parents, yeah.
That's awesome, yeah. Lee. Thank you for sharing. Come on, can you give it up for Lee? That is just so incredible. Longevity is just the most amazing, honourable thing, I think. So we do. We love you and Sid very much, and you're role models for so many of us. And if you haven't met Lee and Sid, they would be happy to meet you, I'm sure. And you can ask follow-up questions, because that's just wonderful. Love your partner and pray.
Yeah, pray.
Pray, that's a big theme for today. Thing. Yeah, and I love that. God stays awake so you can sleep. I love that scripture. It says he gives his beloved rest. He lets you sleep. Okay, last question. And you don't all have to answer this, okay? I'll give it to the table, to the couch. But has there been a specific situation where you leant on God and needed him to come through for your family and seen him come through? Specific situation.
I just want to say that there's so many, in the sense that as a mum and a parent, you just, it's so much bigger than you. It's another life and it's someone else's life, and you've got no real control over what happens. And it's, So I just, it's such a daily thing, I think, what Lee was saying in terms of laying down, committing your ways to Lord and laying things down before him. But there's so many examples. Where do you start? Even just at last year, Ethan was going from year 6 to year 7, and we'd put his name down at a particular school, but we were a bit late. I'd just been trying to pray and trust the Lord that he'll get into the right school. And, we got a call in, November of last year. Oh, we've got a spot for you, a spot's opened up. And, that's one of kind of many times where Lord's just really provided for us and, helped us through situations. Yeah.
That's awesome. So cool. Yeah, go for it.
Challenges. There were two instances in our family life wherein we have faced life and death situations with two of our girls. That's really challenging for us. It's hard to talk about it. It was, I always tell Vito, I never faint. I'm a strong girl, I never faint. But when that happened to one of our girls, I found myself, I blacked out. I can't hear anything, I can't see anything. So it's that, you're trying to convince yourself that it's not happening. So that's how traumatic the situation was. It was a matter of life and death, not just for one child, but we've experienced that for two of our daughters, and it happened twice. And every time that happened, Vito and I will just come to God. We can't utter a prayer because it's too much. All we can say is, Lord, help. Lord, help. We can say anything else. It's when you're faced with those kinds of situations, the only person you can come to is God. And God has been really, really faithful to us. We are always at the point of surrender every time. We prayed for healing. We speak life. We declare life over them. But it's at that point of surrender wherein God really, really, really came through for us. So we lean into him every time because we said, you know, God, you have proven yourself faithful. You have done the miraculous in our first child. So we are not, there's no room for doubt for the second one. This is the second time we are counting on you, and we know that you're going to show up. And you are a God of miracles. That's why we dare not doubt. We always lean into him because, you know, God is not the last resort. He is the first go-to. We always come to him. There's so many, but those are the two instances that I cannot say, you know, that's my testimony. I cannot deny God any more than I can deny the very fact that my kids are alive and here in this church.
Wow.
That God is good. He is alive. He is miraculous.
Yes.
He's wonderful.
Yes. I love that. That's so good. I love that. Just a simple prayer, Lord, help. Two words. I often find out the biggest miracle we need, or the bigger the situation, the simpler our prayers usually are and can be, and we'll see God move. And so we're going to pray in just a moment. We'll pray specifically over moms, but I do really feel today that if you're carrying a burden or in a difficult situation for your family or your children or your friends or yourself personally, we're going to have a moment where we can do that. Just pray your own words, but maybe today for you it's just that, Lord, help. And you're right. Look at your three beautiful girls here today in church. Absolutely amazing girls, very beautiful and creative, and love you guys. Lee, did you have any last things you wanted to add?
I would just like to say that it's such a privilege to be a mother. I count it a joy and an honour that God chose me to be a mother. He entrusted me to care for my children, and he's brought me through every time, and I just give him all the praise for that. Yeah, we've had lots of victories in our lives. God never fails, and he comes through with every answer to prayer, no matter what. He never fails. Yeah.
I love that. Well, church, can you please put your hands together and thank this beautiful panel? Thank you so much for your wisdom. You guys can make your way back to your seat. Come on, really thank them for their vulnerability, their sharing. We'll just leave these here.